And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. This is Roland. Welcome. Today, I want to continue with my discussion about how to find a state of mind where you can solve problems. A state of mind where instead of fixating on troubles, instead of fixating on problems and issues, instead begin to see solutions. That's the answer, to see solutions, okay? So let's begin, because this is a very important program. I've been at this now for 25 years. And I also want to mention this is a 15-minute infomercial. I only can afford 15 minutes. And so this is perhaps the only time you're ever going to hear me. So be sure to write down the web address. Now, there are basically two states of mind, a human being. The one state of mind is the one that most people are in most of the time. And it's basically like a trance state. In other words, they go from one fixation to another, from one distraction to another, from one obsession to another. People have like a one-track mind. See, there's something called the myth of multitasking. No, people are not really multitasking. What they're doing is their brain is shifting from one thing to another very quickly. But let me tell you a little story or a little anecdote, and it'll make it clear to you. If you watch a hypnotist on a stage, he will bring the people up, the ones that are going to be the easiest to work with. And you know who the easiest to work with? The ones who are the best visualizers. The best visualizers. So when he talks, they begin to form word pictures in their mind, pictures in their mind, images in their mind, okay? And they get caught up with the image. And then when the image is placed in their mind that they can or can't do a certain thing, then that's what they're stuck with. Now, and so they bring a person up, and then he'll say, well, your fingers are like glue, and they're glued to the table. I want you to imagine. I want you to really feel the glue and imagine and imagine and imagine. So he's talking to them in those terms. And then eventually that's the image the person has in their mind, and that's what they, and so that's what controls their behavior. And then later he can say to them, well, try as hard as you can to try to get your fingers off the table, and it doesn't work because they're stuck in that image. So most people spend most of their time lost between their two ears. You're daydreaming about this and thinking about the past and why she said this and why he said that. And then you're thinking about the future, what you're going to do, where you're going to go shopping, what you're going to do after work, what you got to do this afternoon. And then you spend a lot of time worrying about the future. What if this happens? What if that happens? What am I going to do? And then you spend time lost in fantasy, daydreaming about romantic conquests or whatever you fantasize about. Okay? And so you spend all your time lost in your thinking. And then when you're not doing that, see, then what are you doing? Well, you're watching TV. You're in a trance. People are providing images for you. Or you're listening to music, see, which is a pleasant distraction. See, when you feel good, when you feel comfortable, then it permits your mind to go drifting away. So there you are listening to music. If you're not drifting away with the music itself, then it distracts you, so your mind goes drifting away with something else. Okay? Or you're playing video games, or you're surfing the internet, or you're lost in a cell phone conversation. Why is it that it's so dangerous to text while driving, or to be involved in a cell phone conversation while driving? It's because when you're in the cell phone conversation, you're not totally there. Your mind is in the conversation. Okay? So now do you see that this state of mind is a lower state of mind? It's a trance state of mind. It's controlled by the outside. And incidentally, whenever you become upset, whenever you become irritated, whenever you become anxious, whenever you become angry, whenever you become resentful, you're being controlled by the outside. Okay? So the answer is to find solutions, but to find solutions to your issues, you must take the podium of your mind and come out of your daydreams and come back to reality.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Now, I began this program by saying that there are two states of mind a person can be in. Most of us are in the lower state of mind, the hypnotized, the trance state of mind. The state of mind where you're not in control of your own thinking, but your thinking and your emotions are controlled by the outside. Okay? That's where most people are most of the time. That's why you do dumb things. That's why you say the wrong thing. That's why your timing is off. That's why you mess up your relationships. That's why you spend too much money. That's why you buy things you don't need and eat things you shouldn't eat. See? And then you feel guilty. You feel guilty. You have a vague sense of guilt for not living your own life, for not living properly, for not being in control of your own life and your own emotions, for being reactive like an animal. See? And for living in this semi-somnambulistic trance state. So you see, because that's not the human way to be. The human way to be, see, is to not be in that trance state. So what I was going to say is you develop a guilt for that. So then the more guilty you are for living that way, the more you don't want to face the truth, to actually see what a failure you are in reality. So then when your trance state begins to weaken, okay, when there's not enough work or enough distractions or enough music or enough anything to keep you distracted, well, then you turn to marijuana and alcohol and entertainment, and see, to help pull you back into a distracted trance state. But if you look at people, noble people, see, noble people, and people like Christ or like Paul or like Moses or Jeremiah or Enoch or Ruth, see, these people, John, they weren't in a trance state. They weren't in a walking around like zombies, texting and lost in daydreams and fantasizing, having fantasies about love and hate and fantasies about sex and violence. They lived in reality. They weren't lost in their imagination and lost in thinking. And for that reason, they lived in reality, so they were close to the truth. God's light, God's truth is in reality. You won't find truth down in thinking. All you find down there is a hodgepodge of facts that you've stuffed in your brain, or an unholy spirit will approach you in your thinking and your fantasy, see? But you find truth in reality. So in the light of truth, then you can have wisdom. Wisdom, that's what Christ had. That's what Moses had. That's what John had and Paul. Noble people. Some of the great Christian saints, mystics. Okay? People like Madame Guyon or Francois Fenlon or Miguel Molinos or Teresa of Avila or St. John of the Cross. These people weren't living down in their fantasies, playing video games and daydreaming and looking at images on the internet and fantasizing. No, they lived in reality, in God's reality. They heard the birds singing. And they heard the wind in the trees, and they loved reality because they were close to God's beautiful creation, and they were close to God. Okay? Now, that's where the problem-solving state of mind exists. The solution-oriented state of mind, where you have access to intuition, so you can make the right move and say the right thing and have the right timing. See, there aren't enough books in the whole world for you to learn to what to say in that delicate moment with your child or with your partner. See, or that delicate moment when whether to turn right or turn left, or whether to go or pause just a moment before you go. Timing is important too. So there aren't enough books to learn that. And even if there were enough books, if you were looking in the books, then you would be concentrating in the books and you would be in another hypnotized trance, which would only pull you away from wisdom and making the right move at the right time, moving in your own time and space. See, that's what you need. You need wisdom so you can live your life properly and improve your relations. And everything will improve when you have wisdom and you have access to wisdom and common sense and reason when you are in reality. But when you're lost down in your trance state, what do you have? You have rationale. You make the wrong move on some impulse because of what someone said or some suggestion that was made. And then you rationalize it or you excuse it. See? Well, you must come back to reality, back to where the birds are singing. You had it once when you were a little child before you were upset. Now you must come back to that again, okay? And I have a meditation that, it's just a little technique that facilitates, let's put it that way, facilitates coming back to reality, back to self-control, okay? So give it a try, would you please? Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. I'm beginning a new website. It's called Shedding Shackles. Shedding shackles. You see, we're all shackled, tied, bound to the past. Now, there's a reason for it. There's two reasons for it. To the negativity of the past, and we walk around with memories that intrude in the present. We walk around with the emotions that surface, unhappy emotions from past traumas. And we walk around with grudges against people, our father who failed us, our father who wasn't there for us, and our mom who, maybe she was just too much, maybe she was too much, or maybe she put you down, or your brother, older brother, or your sister who teased you, or the kids at school that teased you, or, see? So we have memories that we drag around with us, and they color the present. And then you had bad experiences in the past to which you reacted, or experiences, maybe they weren't so bad, but you reacted to them wrongly. You became upset, you became resentful. And so now you're afraid, see? You're afraid of certain situations because you're afraid of reacting badly again, messing up again, failing again, and becoming resentful again. You see what I mean? So you hide. And where do you hide? You hide in your thinking. You hide in your imagination. You hide in your video games, and you hide in your marijuana, and you hide in your alcohol. But when you do that, it keeps you in the trance state. It keeps you down in that lower state of mind, that reactive state of mind, where you are suggestible and controlled from the outside. See, right now, if you're like most people, you're basically completely controlled by the outside because you react. See, you're not leading. See, the idea, Christ said to live in the world, to be in the world, but not of the world, he said. He said to be in the world, but not of the world. In other words, to go about your business, not hiding because of past experiences that left something stuck in your craw, not hiding from life, not going up to live on the side of a mountain somewhere, but going out into the world and being a mom, a dad, a friend, a worker, a boss, doing recreation and just doing all the things, okay, in the world, being out there in the world, but being in charge of your own emotions, see, and leading with patience, instead of going out in the world and reacting and becoming irritated, becoming upset, becoming angry, becoming resentful, becoming nervous. See, and then you try to counter the negative emotions by trying to find positive ones, like going to ball games and yelling and screaming or drinking or smoking marijuana. React. See, and then hide in thinking. React and hide in imagination. And those bad experiences where you go out in the world and things sneak up, see, you're so lost in your texting, lost in your cell phone conversation, lost between your two ears. That's why you're not totally there, so you make mistakes and then things go wrong. And that leaves another bad impression. So the bad experiences now get inside, now there they are. You lay down in bed at night and you think about all the things that happened during the day. See? Well, that's not a way to live. You're just like a reactive, like an animal. See, it's perfectly normal for animals to react to their environment and to be completely controlled by the environment. But it's not that way for humans. It's not normal for humans. Because for humans, see, humans have a soul. A human is supposed to be in charge of his own emotions. You see? And a human has access. See, if you're not lost in this hypnotic state in what I was talking about, this trance state, this reactive emotional state, think of it as emotional state. Are you emotional? Do you get angry, upset, hurt, unhappy? All of these emotions, well, you're in some kind of a trance state. But like I said, people like Christ and Paul and John and Madame Guyon and Teresa of Avila, these people who lived in reality, they weren't in a trance state. So they had access to like God's light. They had access to, they were living in the light instead of living in the dark dungeon of their thinking. They lived in the light, and so they had access to wisdom, see, and kindness and patience and long suffering and all the beautiful virtues which they could apply in their life. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Welcome. My name is Roland. Okay, so you want some good news? Well, the good news is you're listening to this program. Okay, but even better news is it is possible for you. It's very easy. It's very easy to come out of this trance state. See, if somebody's hypnotized, say somebody's hypnotized on a stage, for example, and then if that person's just left alone, then they come out of their, they come out of the trance. They come out. See, naturally. They wake up naturally, see? So that's the natural state, is to wake up. See? To wake up. Not to be lost in daydreams and nightmares and illusions and delusions. And that's not, the natural thing is to wake up from that. See, there's a very good analogy, and that is when you're asleep at night and then you have a bad dream, and in your dream you're being chased by some awful thing, and then you start yelling and screaming, and then all of a sudden you wake up. But then when you wake up, you see that it was only a dream. It was only a dream. Now you're awake, and the weird dream is gone. See? Well, when you're down there in your imagination, and your fantasies, and your worries, and your doubts, and your fears, and your angers, and your resentments, and your memories, see? Down there in those images, see? Those images are controllable by the out, from the outside. Impressions are made upon you, and you, see, then you react to those images, and you make the wrong move. So you must come back to reality. But the good news is that you can. See, that's one of the things I like so much about Madame Jeanne Guyon. I mention her a lot. She was a spiritual lady. She lived in the late 1600s and early 1700s. She was a friend of François Finlow, a very nice spiritual man himself. And she wrote a book called A Short and Very Easy Method of Prayer, which can, and but the rest of the title is that anyone can learn to practice. See? And her message was, one of the wonderful things about her, and also about Miguel Molinos, who wrote The Spiritual Guide, another spiritual classic. The nice thing about them is that they said, hey, you don't have to be this super-duper monk or a super-duper religious person living in a monastery somewhere on the side of a mountain. You don't have to be that to learn to come into God's presence, to find reality, to come up out of your hypnotized trance and to hear the birds sing and to be in reality and then have access to God's light and to live in God's presence and to begin to see, and slowly but surely as God begins to touch your life, to live in God's presence. She said anyone can do it. And she was such a neat lady, this Madame Jeanne Guyon. Her first name was Jean. Such a nice lady she was, that one of the chapters in her book is how to practice this, how to practice the presence of God and how to learn it if you can't read. She wants it. She said, anyone, you don't have to be able to read. You remember when Christ picked his the apostles? See, well, one of them was a doctor, you know, Luke was a doctor, but the rest of them were what? Just, for the most part, just regular people, fishermen. Maybe they were illiterate, as far as we know. Some of them may have been illiterate at the time. They couldn't even read, or could read very little. These were not educated people. Of course, Paul was, but the point is, these are simple people. See, and down through the ages, it's the simple people that seem to be able to find God's presence. So you can too, okay? And it doesn't matter how messed up you've been. It doesn't matter. Because God's light is always there. In fact, you know it's there because if you still have a little bit of conscience, well, that's God's light. He's still there pursuing you. The only thing is it feels like 20/20 hindsight because you've been walking separate from God's light. But so when you sense God's light, it's rubbing your nose in what you did that was wrong. But if you could find a way to have the state of mind where you're always in reality and not hypnotized, then you could lead with wisdom with reason, with understanding. You'd be a better mom, better dad, better partner, better worker, better everything, naturally. Okay? My name is Roland. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. If you would like to try the meditation that facilitates waking up, okay, then give it a try. I have a free one. Just go to commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. Get the free meditation. Remember, this is an infomercial. I'm only on 15 minutes for some of you, so if you're only getting the 15-minute program, then go to the radio archives so you can listen to the whole 30 minutes, okay? The second half, it always has some very good clues that will help you to wake up and to get control of your own life again and find happiness and joy and move forward to success. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.